everybody. Welcome to the episode of UX Pathways. And I have the honor of being joined by Mr. Jesse James Garrett. How are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. Great to have you on the podcast. Definitely been a fan of everything you've done for this industry, user experience. And curious, just understand, what is your role?
Well, so what I do right now is I am an independent leadership to design executives. So people who are running design organizations, I sit with them one-on-one and help them develop the skills to do that more successfully.
Excellent. Yeah, it sounds like you definitely have your hands in many cookie jars at the moment.
Yeah, and that's true.
How you evolved, how did you stumble into user experience? I know you've probably told this story many times, but for our audience who doesn't know everything you've done, love to understand how you got into this field.
Yeah, well, it definitely was a stumbling into. My background is in journalism. I was trained in journalism and I wanted to work as a writer in some capacity. But the vast majority of the writing jobs that were available out there were really, you know, marketing communications kinds of work. And so that was what I did, and that was what I got good at. And then when the web came along in the late 90s, that was where I did that. And I developed a portfolio of web writing that led me to ultimately being a content manager for a website, a large e-commerce website. And as the content manager, I was the person who had to sit in the room with the designer to talk about content requirements. And so that was where I first really got exposed to the design process. And I was fascinated by that. And I was fascinated by the considerations that were involved there. And this was in the late 90s when we didn't have names for any of these things. There were no best practices. There were no formulas or processes to draw on. The term user experience was at the time mostly unknown. It was definitely not in anybody's job title. But I got really interested in these issues, and eventually I made the case to transition into a new kind of design role within my organization that would be supporting our front-end designers, but doing so with an eye toward the conceptual design and the flow of what we were doing, which at the time we called information architecture. And information architecture was, for a lot of people, their first exposure to these ideas back in the late 90s, because information architecture was such a huge factor in the success of these large-scale content websites that were first coming into being during that time. So I got really interested in this stuff. I managed to take a step toward it. And the more I got into it, the more I started having conversations with other designers, the more passionate I got about it. And I started publishing my thoughts and my ideas about these things. Most prominently, I wrote a book eventually called The Elements of User Experience, which was intended as a framework to help introduce the field to new people. And that has been tremendously successful and is still in print 20 years later. And is something that I still hear from people all the time about how much value they get out of it. So that's you know, just a part of how I got into this and ended up doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I love the elements of experience just because it breaks down all those layers. And you know the big saying, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, but that's generally what happens is you see that top layer, but there's something else below there. So I really think that's why it resonates with so many people years later, is because it really breaks it down into something that someone can digest and understand, like, oh, okay, so there's something other than the top layer.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, it's definitely struck a chord. And for those that are thinking about this industry, user experience, why do you think it's become such a sought after career? Why are there so many people jumping into it right now?
Well, I think that there are a couple of things. One is that we are absolutely saturated in software these days. We are swimming in it. We spend so much of our time interacting with digital systems of one kind or another every day that everybody has started to become a little bit of an amateur UX expert, right? People have had enough experiences with enough different kinds of products that they're starting to have their own opinions about things. And some of those people have opinions about how to make them better. And so then they start to seek out, well, how would I actually do that? And they discover UX as a career path. So, I think that's a big factor. And I think also for a lot of people who are looking for opportunities to use their creativity to help other people, they see UX as a way to do that. Sometimes the challenges involved in actually doing that are bigger than they anticipate. But I think that it was one of the big attractions is the opportunity to be creative and do some good.
And folks entering into it, do you have any pearls of wisdom that someone should think about as they dive in? Like you said, there's a lot of folks that are seeing the need for it and trying to uncover best places to go. But is there something they should think about before they step forward?
You know, I think that a lot of people early in their careers get to a place, they think that things are going to happen, and things are going to progress much more quickly for them than they actually will. Especially if you've had any kind of schooling or boot camp or any of that kind of thing, they will teach you the job as it is practiced by someone who has that first 5 years of experience under their belt. What you have to go through to get to that place is not so much in what they teach. So there is a journey of your own that you have to go on as you're developing your capabilities in all of these different areas and seeking out the opportunities that are going to give you the experiences that are going to teach you how to actually be a designer.
Yeah, so true. Pay attention to your own path, which is so many coaches. And I know you're doing leadership right now. And from your perspective, as you're coaching leaders and you're thinking about where this whole field is going, is that part of what you're instilling in your leadership? Are you trying to understand where the future of user experience is going, or how are you handling that right now?
Well, you know, I think that, so I've been doing this leadership coaching work for the last few years. Prior to that, for many years, I was a consultant with my company, Adaptive Path. And I got to work with a lot of different kinds of leaders all over the world on lots of different kinds of products inside lots of different kinds of organizations. And I found that the real difference between success and failure for those teams, more than the processes that they had, or even a lot of the cultural elements that they had in place, it came back to the skills of the leaders, and especially the ability of their leaders to build strong relationships in the organization and strong relationships within their teams. And the team leaders that could do that could hold a team together through all manner of kinds of the difficulties that we run into when it comes to making a product real. And so I realized that by trying to create more of those kinds of leaders, leaders who could build resilient teams, that could be a way that it could be a leverage point for me to help strengthen the entire field, because better leaders provide better models for the next generation of leaders to follow. Because what we have right now is a generation of leaders who have no models because no one has gone before where they are.
Yeah, really smart. So you started your career by creating this framework that has been successful. Now you're working on creating a framework for people and making sure that the leadership practices going forward are strong as well. And when it comes to the future, is everything going to be hinged on technology? I mean, you saw the journey. We started with the internet. Then we had the advent of mobile phones that changed the dynamic. Is it going to be the metaverse or something like that is going to change? I mean, do you think technology is what's going to be driving the user experience practice forward, or are we going to be using a lot of the same philosophy, but it's going to be the leaders that are really going to be forging the future? That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, I think that, UX is limited in its ability to be successful by the skills of the leaders who are driving it. So the field as a whole has so much potential. You know, as you point out, there is the world inside the screen, which is becoming richer and more immersive all the time. There's also the ways in which technology is filtering out of the screen, out into our environments, and the way that we have more and more hardware technologies that are just all around us all the time. And so the potential for the experiences that we can orchestrate using all of these different tools and toys is immense, but the potential for getting it wrong is immense too, which is why I feel that the leadership aspect is really, really critical. And without humane leaders, we're never going to have human-centered design.
You said it so eloquently. I don't think I can add anything to that. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast, and thank you for sharing your experience, your words. Is there anything else on the horizon that you've been working on? I mean, obviously, leadership has been your prime directive, but anything else special we should be looking for from out of your camp?
I don't have anything to announce right now. I am so enjoying the one-on-one work that I'm doing with leaders. I learned so much from the clients that I get to work with and from being a witness to their journeys. And who knows where all of that's going to lead, but right now that's where I'm at.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for being on the podcast. Appreciate it. And we'll definitely keep our ears to the grindstone and see what else is coming out your way in the future.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.